This month, a coalition of workforce leaders launched a Flip the Script campaign. It's to challenge outdated stereotypes about older workers and generational myths. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, workers ages 65 and up are actually a growing segment of our workforce in the United States. Joining us now, attorney Gary Phelan is here, who is also an adjunct law school professor at Quinnipiac University. And Gary, welcome back. Let's start with, what are intergenerational work teams, and why are they so important?
Well, Melissa, the objective is really to get away from trying to segregate by the various age groups, from Gen Z, Gen Y, millennials, into trying to turn those into something negative, to divide people and bring them together. And so that the different age groups really can collaborate, that there's strength in working together as opposed to dividing them apart.
So I love the idea of just kind of not keeping people in their age groups. And even, do you think even abolishing terms like, oh, you're a millennial, you're a Gen Z, you're a boomer? I mean, what do you think of that, Gary? Does that already kind of set a precedent in a workplace when we sort of toss those terms around freely?
I don't think you can abolish those sort of terms, which again have the real are really based on marketing, not really anything genuinely examined, and they like many other problems in the workplace are based on stereotypes. But the focus then could be how do you turn those around? For example, when people who train in this arena of intergenerational teams, they'll ask people to throw out a stereotype, that they have, and then say, well, why do you believe that's the case? And then they'll try to talk about, well, are there people you know or things that have happened in your workplace where it doesn't meet that stereotype? And it sparks a discussion about how many of the stereotypes are just false. Another way is to get workers to talk about, what do you have in common? And that is, we tend to have much more in common than we are separated from each other.
Mm. I also think it's an opportunity where you're not looking at age as being sort of a barrier, right, Gary? I mean, let's even talk about what we've seen in recent years. I mean, when you look at the statistics just from the 2024 stats from the Bureau of Labor, it shows that that population of people are working later in life. They're working longer. They're picking up more careers, in what used to be your retirement years. People want to keep working, or maybe they have to keep working. And so we're seeing, certainly, I would think for the first time, you've got people as young as 22, maybe even younger than that, working with people who are in their 60s, 70s, even 80s. So we're looking at a different kind of a workplace, I think, than maybe ever before. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And part of that is just the demographic change. I mean, the fastest growing age segment in the workplace is 65 and over. And next year, there will be more people who are 65 than are 18 for the first time in American history.
Wow.
There's less and less, the number of births are going down. So in many ways, what's at the heart of the Flip the Script campaign is to retire the stereotypes, not the talent, to keep talent in the workplace. And you only get through, you can only do that by really examining the stereotypes and realizing they really have no basis. I mean, one of the most common ones these days, are AI. There's just an assumption that, okay, younger people are much better at AI. There's no basis for that. And, older workers can just as well adapt to AI as younger workers. LinkedIn just recently did a survey of the top 15 skills that employers are looking for. Number one was AI literacy. Number two was conflict management. How do you deal with conflict? Well, when I was 30, I couldn't deal with conflict the way I can now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm turning 65, it's life experience, it's career experience. So I think looking at, the phrase of if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Mm.
And that's one of the things I think is most important is looking at the modern workplace. how do we take advantage of older workers in it, rather than how do we push them out the door?
Again, we have attorney Gary Fallon here, who's also an adjunct law professor at Quinnipiac University. And Gary, I know this month, this coalition of workforce leaders, you know, anti-ageism advocates, many others, really worked on this Flip the Script campaign. And only because we're getting towards the end of May, I'm wondering if anything has sort of come about from this campaign. Have you heard anything in regards to this national campaign? And are you seeing conversations happening in the workplace? Because part of what you're talking about is certainly how do you create these intergenerational work teams, which I think is a great idea. But I think part of that has to be, I would think the narrative has to also be that you've come from good management, people who recognize the importance of intergenerational workers making up your faculty or your place of work, what have you, your team. Right? I would think management is a big part of it. And I'm wondering if anything has come from this Flip the Script campaign so far.
You know, well, I checked out on AI last night about different employers who are utilizing intergenerational work teams and found many employers are starting to do that.
That's awesome.
To address it, to be aware of it. It's important to be aware of it first before you address it, and to do things such as bring older and younger workers together. I think it's not going to happen overnight. It'll likely change over time, but I think we are, you know, the interesting thing is even though age discrimination continues to be rampant, my older workers I represent, in my, you know, primary job as a lawyer, they are hundreds and hundreds of resumes they send out and trying to get another job, more difficult for them to get a job than any other group of people I represent. Yet at the same time, you are seeing the number of older workers grow and the number of entrepreneurs. I mean, as much as there's this perception that, you know, entrepreneurs are people in their 20s, you know, wearing hoodies, the overwhelming majority of entrepreneurs are 50, 45 and over. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of it's going to take time. I don't think there's anything quantifiable or tangible yet, but I think you will start to see a difference.
Gary Fallon, always appreciate getting your perspective on this. And I love this Flip the Script campaign. And certainly if you at home or if you're driving, wherever you may be listening to the show, if this is something that your place of work is doing, I'd love to hear how it's working out for you. Or if you have any questions in regards to how do you start to create these intergenerational work teams and discuss it, certainly let us know about that here on WICC. Thanks, Gary. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Melissa.